Lewis, guess what? The UK government just won a court case regarding VAT on private schools.
Oh, really? What happened?
Parents and schools tried to challenge the 20% VAT on private education, but the High Court dismissed their case.
I see. So, the government isn't going to change the policy then?
Not according to the ruling. The judges said the government has a lot of discretion in balancing interests.
Right. And what did the judges say about the human rights argument?
They found the claim that the VAT charge impedes a child's right to education is superficially attractive but doesn't withstand analysis.
Wow, that is so interesting. So the ruling basically says the policy doesn't violate human rights.
Exactly. They even said it puts families in the same position as most parents who rely on state schools.
I wonder if the families and schools are going to appeal.
Well, the ISC, which represents over 1,300 independent schools, said they're considering the next steps.
Right. And what's the government's take on this decision?
They welcomed the ruling, saying it confirms the legislation is compatible with human rights obligations.
And what about the financial aspect? How much money are they expecting to raise?
The government said ending the tax break will bring in £1.8 billion a year by 2029-30.
So, they argue that the money will help public services, right?
Yes, they say it will support public services, including the 94% of pupils in state schools.
I see, but there were concerns about disrupting students, weren't there?
Court documents showed ministers were warned that the VAT would be the most disruptive option for pupils.
And yet, the government still went ahead. Why do you think they did that?
Well, the Chancellor dismissed the idea of delaying the VAT to maximise revenue.
So, revenue was more important than minimising disruption.
It seems that way. The judges noted Parliament considered the issue carefully.
What about special needs provision? Did the court say anything about that?
They concluded the evidence on special needs provision is overwhelmingly negative.
That's quite a strong statement. But do you think it was necessary to impose the VAT despite the disruption?
It's a big question, Lewis. The government argues it's about funding public services, but many disagree.
Right, and what do you think about it? Do you support this policy?
It's complicated. On one hand, funding public services sounds good, but it's hard to ignore the impact on families.
Yeah, I see your point. It's a tough call either way.
Absolutely, and it's going to be interesting to see if there are any further legal challenges.
For sure. Thanks for breaking this down, Alice. It's always good to understand these issues.
You're very welcome, Lewis. It's my pleasure.